Blog Talk Radio. It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world. For there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her golden jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makonnen. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Aksum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon, and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today. The elect of God. The echoes of six...
I'm going to testify.
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their... But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. 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 But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. But passed over their houses. Passed over their houses. Passed over their houses. Passed over their instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. Instruction to the Egyptians. But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. 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 One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others. Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
The 225th emperor, claiming direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity, and it's in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Addis Ababa that the emperor attends a Maundy Thursday service. His Imperial Highness Merid Asfaw Wursen, Crown Prince of Ethiopia and heir to the throne, is also present. Theophilos, Archbishop of Harar, officiates. As the imperial princesses look on, the Archbishop consecrates the holy water by touching it with his cross. Feet have been bared, the Archbishop washes them and those of the Crown Prince, a reminder of the washing of the Apostles' feet by Christ. Lower ranking personages, such as the princesses and court officials, only have their hands washed. On Easter Saturday, the gardens of the Imperial Palace provide the setting for a solemn procession of priests and deacons. Richly jeweled processional crowns and gaily colored umbrellas accompany the bundle of sticks, which are reminders of the scourging of Christ. The ribbons worn on the forehead symbolize the crown of thorns. On the palace steps, members of the government and the court await the appearance of the emperor.
Yeah. Dance, which is traditionally performed on Easter Saturday, is an expression of the church's joy as Christ descends into hell to triumph over evil for the redemption of the world.
I'd like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Cause I soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice! Now read it!
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Shalom, Haverim, Shalom, here for the Rastafari Podcast to Testify Tuesday. Here the third day of the week of the strong. Here also the 10th day, that the 10th day of the Omer count, the counting of the Omer, where we commanded after the Pesach Passover, during the Passover season, right, and first fruits to count seven Shabbats, the two sevens, seven Shabbats complete. So therefore, we get the 49, 7 times 7, plus one day, Pentecoste, what's known as Pentecost, the 50th day. Looking forward, forward, forward to the harvest, the resurrection harvest, and the feast of the Isle of Irid. Yes, so the counting of the Omer here, the 10th day, we're here counting the second Sabbath or Shabuah, the second set of seven, count seven Shabbats complete, and the morrow after the seventh. So here today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 8, creation, psalm praising, Isaiah, the creator, the blameless creator of creation. And here, we're in the 30th sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical Seder, this Shabbat strong here with Kedoshim, picking up with Leviticus, the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, the handbook of the priesthood. And here we're looking at the pattern, even the pattern of the Aris Kidan, the Brit Hadash, right here. But for the evening chant, the evening eyes is here for the third day of the Shabuah, the third day of the strong, the third day of the week. Here we have Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations.
Psalm 82. The verse in Psalm 82, as most ones should know, I said, ye are gods, all of you are children of the Most High. Enough ones and ones, they refer to that area of scripture of the Bible and have enough different kind of philosophies and ideologies around, I have said, ye are gods, and what it means, in a sense, ye are Elohim, ye are gods, ye are judges, the Shoftim. Even here with this 30-year sabbatical study of Kedoshim to you, he says, be y'all set apart, be y'all holy. How are we set apart? How are we holy in the Hebraic, in the Afro-Semitic sense of the Kadash, Kedus, Kedusan in the Royal Amharic, Kedoshim in the Hebrew? Here from the Seder, we have this that is said by I, Yehudi, Judahites, says that he has made us holy, set apart by the keeping the commandments, by his commandments and keeping his commandments and doing his will and fulfilling his will. So here, the psalm, the evening psalm for the third day, here what's called Tuesday, but the third day of the 7 days, we have Psalm 82, which has a theme of corrupt judges arraigned. And as we read through the psalm, it speaks about a fall and a rising. So even the theme of the season, you know, that resurrection going down into Mitzrayim, into Kemen, into Egypt, and then rising up, coming out of. Also the dying aspect, he shall fall like men. Right, but there's the mercy of he who be, we be, the Almighty Jehovah Exiavia in the resurrection. Rise and shine. So here in the counting of the Omer, let's count the righteousness. Let's also recognize Jah teaching. And here, Rosh Shiloh with rights of the poor to bring out the rhema, the right now word of the evening chant. For the third day, Psalm 82, corrupt judges arraigned, speaking to I, to rise and shine, give Jah the glory, and the rights of the poor is how we, you know, defending the rights of the poor is how we bring glory to his name and prove that we are truly the B'nai Elohim, the sons of the living power, the Almighty.
judge all your judges. Behold, I come to teach all teachers. Mankling all of their false leaders. Liberating all Africans. That's right, the holy, only mission. Liberating all Africans. That is right.
His representatives to defend the rights of the poor. You've heard it said before that charity, yes, charity, which biblically is more better defined as love. So when you see in the New Testament, it speaks in Corinthians, it's the love poem, the love word right there about charity. Charity, love, true love, child love begins at home. So defending the rights of the poor means I and I have to defend I and I selves. To defend I and I identity, I and I name, the Beta Israel, I and I, to the east, west, north, and south, I and I over here in the west, the Beta Israel of the west, we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. So the first thing is defending I and I identity. In
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So we have to defend I and I selves. Israel, Beta Israel, we, the black Jews, we, the once lost, now found, we are poor. How are we going to defend other poor people? How are we going to love others if we don't, first of all, love I and I selves? First and foremost, even the command that says love your neighbor, right, to love one another as he loves us. So if we look at his love for I and I, right, and to love the other as we love I and I self. So charity, first of all, begins at home, and then it may spread abroad. So right there. And defending the rights of the poor, considering Psalm 82, corrupt judges arraign. So the whole context of the judges and the gods is speaking of the sons of Israel, the children of Israel. Bringing this out right here, the Hebrew term for judges is Elohim. Point of reference, Exodus, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, Exodus chapter 22, verse 7 and 8, as well as verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. Shemuel. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. Now, the word Elohim in its Hebrew use, and amongst I and I, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, based on Jah's direction, instructions, HaTorah, based on the glory of Ketamawi Hasalasi, as he says, to I and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible. The foundation of this teaching concerning Psalm 82, the judges and the Elohim, the word, it occurs in a judicial connection. Just a little note there, the word judicial and Judah, as in the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, judicial connection. And it's on the principle of Deuteronomy, the Barim, Deuteronomy, the Orit Zedagim, Ethiopically known as the Orit, the Torah Zedagim of the repetition, or Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, what's the principle, the precept? The judgment is Elohim's. The judgment is Elohim. So defending the rights of the poor according to his judgment. So the men and the people, especially of Yisrael, firstly and foremostly, the men of Yisrael, since Israel is firstly called his son. So the image and the idea of Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah and the son, the Bein Elohim Hayim, it is a pattern for call Yisrael. He came to save his people, the children of Yisrael. So the men of Yisrael who administer, who are called to be those judges, to administer justice, are considered to be his agents, his representatives. And therefore, they and I and I and we are to exercise a Elohim-like, a Jah-like function. And as such, because of that, because of the duty and the responsibility, we have the privilege of having his name, the Hashem, his name, Siyuma Exiavia, the elect of Exiavia, attached to I and we. So we have to do it according to the teachings of his divine majesty. So hear the word.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
And that one word sound right there, Negus Neges, is that Ethiopia, Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, sealed it up right there. Firstly, foremostly pointing to the 10 words, the Esaret HaDevarim, known as the Ten Commandments. And these are the very words, according to Scripture, according to Bible, according to HaTorah, these are the very words that Jehovah, that Yahweh, Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, spoke with His own word, sound, and power to the children of Yisrael. So to have the King Messiah, Gurmawi Ketamawi, being asked his advice to the young, but eventually we'll see in the Torah narrative that he called upon the young, the youth. It was the next generation. It was a generation that had to kind of go through the wilderness, that wilderness experience. One sister had explained it in the likeness of the parable of the valley of decision, the valley of Jehoshaphat, which is interesting. Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, the Shoftim are the judges. So by studying Torah, we can put into context in Psalm 82, when people talk about gods, it's referring to the Elohim sense. And the Elohim stands according to the children of Israel and according to HaTorah. And there it refers to the judges. We know this from studying Torah, right? So the Elohim is the supreme judge. Elohim Ha'av, Elohim the Father. And he calls the administrators of justice in Yisrael, among the Beta Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, to account. This psalm is calling the judges, who are known as the Elohim, collectively of Yisrael, to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. So there's other interpretations of gods amongst other nations, but then Jah tells us in the 10 words, we are to have no Elohim before him. So the Elohim of other nations, of other people, to some other people, their Elohim are angels. To other people, their Elohim are the heathen rulers or titulary gods. There's all sort of different ideas, but all of these ideas are foreign to the true Hebrew thought and therefore to ionize the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And the true sense of the psalm is Jah is the father judging his children, judging his sons. And even in the psalm, we see a likeness of Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, even in the final portions of the psalm where it says, nevertheless, you all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. And then we see the resurrection sense, arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, for thou shalt possess all nations. So this is what we mean by charity, beginning at home, right, and then spreading abroad. So for peace to be true peace, Jah peace, for the kingdom of Jah, as the psalm and the prayer is like a psalm, the Our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the work is here on the earthly plane. One more point about the evening psalm before we ride up with Psalm 8, the 8th psalm, today's daily psalm. When we look at verses, say, 2 to 4, to put this further in context, that Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, who is the judge, he is the judge of judges. Therefore, in the scripture says that he is the Elohim, of the Elohim, of Elohim. This has a twofold tense. First of all, he is the Elohim. He is the father of his sons and of his son, Yisrael, and of his only begotten son, speaking of Moshiach, Yeshua, who is the example, the type, the savior of his son, Yisrael. So we get to see the context right there, the braiding of the context that the Elohim is the judge of judges. He is the power of powers. And here now speaking to his sons, his judges, to Yisrael. This is also the reason, right, for the captivities as well, under the four kingdoms. Did you know that we have been in captivity under four kingdoms? There are four kingdoms mentioned. And here, this latter kingdom emanating out of the so-called Greco-Roman world. We can study that when we study Daniel's prophecy as well. Very good song by the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, the Children of Israel song. When you listen to that song, which is a chant to the Children of Israel, you hear him in the song says, there's that book. If you want to know the truth, there's a book of Daniel, the Daniel. But here it asks a question to the judges. How long will y'all judge unjustly? This is directed to I and I, firstly and foremostly. Before we can apply it to the nations and other nations and the false judges and grudges, we have to be in good standing. How long will ye judge unjustly and respect the persons of the wicked? Selah. Judge the poor. Who? The poor and fatherless. Do justice to who? Do justice to the afflicted and needy or the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the poor and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. This section of the Tuesday or the third day evening psalm, Psalm 82, is speaking of Ha'el, the El, the Almighty, Ha'el, the powers, the Almighty's indictment. We have an indictment of their partiality. Very interesting within Rastafari from the foundation. We see our non-partial. Nayabingi rises up to chant, deaf to black and white down presses, non-partial, right? The theocracy of his divine majesty. It's all based on where we're studying here in HaTorah, in the Torah, in the Orit, Ethiopically speaking, the Orit, here at the groundation in the glory of his divine majesty. It's that nation, right? That holy nation, he says. But first he says the kingdom of the priesthood and an holy nation. So when we speak about theocracy and theocratic government, the true foundation and the root is here, 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 in the glory of his majesty, in the word made flesh, as his majesty says, to fulfill the Ten Commandments. So here, John's indictment of I's partiality. This is a warning to I. This is one of the reasons from ancient times, and also according to the true church and the professing church, the Tewahedo church, the church of his majesty, the church of great King David, he who had the key of David, right? We have this connection right here, here, here. And here where it speaks of John's indictment of their partiality is speaking to I and we. Right? This is why in the resurrection we say non-partial, death to black or white down press is non-partial, because the judgment is Elohim's, is Cha. So respect of persons, let's take the respect of persons for a moment. Respect of persons, right? Respect of persons. Why is respect of persons bad and wrong in John's sight? Because first of all, we're to respect him, right? And respect, if there is a respect of person, it must be because those persons, first and foremost, respect him. But not a respect of persons within the sense of, let's go to Leviticus. And here we pick up with this right here in this 30th sabbatical study known as Kedoshim in the Hebrew, or Kedusan, the Kedusan, the holy ones, the set apart ones. Because when you respect men and people, like men and people, or as I and some of the elders say, men and Paul, you respect men and people, you contravene the basic rule. You counterman, you know, counterman the command. When you counterman the command, that is tantamount to treason. So respect of persons, men and people, is contravening the basic rule. What is the basic rule? Go to Leviticus, the handbook of the priesthood, the core, the pattern of the holy theocratic government, of his government. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. What does it say? It says, thou, speaking to I as a corporate one man, right? We are the body, he is the rosh, the head. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor favor the person of the mighty. So that sense of respect is basically to favor as well. Thou should not respect, you know, have undue regard in that sense, because a person is poor. So if a poor man and a rich man, right, come before one for justice, you say, well, it must be, because you know how the rich are. The rich are bad and wicked because they got money, and because maybe some or even many rich people might do that. But if you are in a position of a judge, and you are an agent, a representative of Jehovah, you are not to do that. And when you do that, you become one of the corrupt judges. And therefore, Psalm 82, right, is that word sound, that warning, warning, warning. So in Leviticus chapter 19, we pick up here with Kedoshim, the 30th sabbatical study, here with Leviticus chapter 19. So in chapter 19, verse 15, it says, thou, the eye, shall not respect the person of the poor. This is like to say, when we get into the Hebrew, the face of the poor. You know, you have regard for the poor man's face, right, over the rich man's face. Or some others go the opposite, to the opposite extreme. They might favor the face of the mighty, the influential, the person of name or status, right? But John says in his word here, in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. So let's qualify terms here. What is righteousness? What you think is right, or can philosophize? What I can think is right, or feel is right, or philosophize as right? No, righteousness is also defined by Jah's word, by HaTorah, by, Ethiopically speaking, the Orit, the direction instructions. The scales of justice must be held evenly. The scales of justice. And this also transcends even to business. We talk about justice and judging something. We also talk about business transactions, right? Business matters. We talk about, oh, our black people's economy and business. Well, it can never be what it should surely be, right, until it establishes on righteousness. I mean, even those, you know, those testimonies of like the Black Wall Street. It was so really interesting if we really study the sociology of the group and the people. Many of them were what we can call basically black Christians. They had, you know, a Christian inclination, but not just in religion and worship, but also in how they practiced, how they lived it, how they walked it out. And this transcends, right, from that, you know, loving your neighbor as yourself. This transcends now to business dealings, right, as well. Right. So we can clearly see and discern Jah's order in Ionized Identity, unity and in peace and justice and righteousness, not just for Ionized self, but for all on this earthly plane, right? Because Jah is the landlord, right? The scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor. But as I mentioned, when we look at the Hebrew, even the royal Amharic, it brings out the sense to face, you know, the face of the poor. I think this is so into the countenance of the poor or the face of the rich, the countenance or the presence of the rich, right? So the scales of justice must be held evenly, without bias in favor of the poor from a feeling, right? A feeling that the verdict against the richer party to the suit would not inconvenience him, and certainly without partiality to the man of influence from a fear, false evidence appearing real of the consequences to the judge or the judges, speaking of I and I, as the result of bribery, right? Of bribery. Let's just touch on one more point when we talk about judging the poor and fatherless so we can put things into context, right? Shiftu dal we yatom. Dal is the poor in the Hebrew, and yatom is the fatherless, or like the orphan, to say the orphan. The word judge, the Hebrew, the verb, and the two verses, they indicate the duty of a judge, which has not been carried out by the men and the people who Jah, according to today's the evening psalm, Psalm 82, he now indicts them then, indicts them now, indicts them in the future, indicts them for all eternity, the word, right? It's a living word. So we have these two words. Let me just go over this, brothers and sisters. There's these two words, right? There's these two words for the verb here. It, right, the verb in these two verses, the two verses here, they indicate the Shafat. So we have like Jehoshaphat, right? Shafat, judgment, right? Shafat, right? The duty of a judge that has not been carried out. So we have the poor, right? And we have the fatherless. Another important point that we've come across just to share with the brothers and sisters is that when we find the term poor, right? When we find this term that we call, or that is poor, what one has to recognize is that there's a different context in this Western Gentile world, right, from what we regard as the poor, right? It's not always speaking of in monetary senses. Sometimes it's speaking of in the social sense. One person may be from, you know, a descendancy having great ancestors, right? Even though another person might work hard and have business and their ancestors are business people, so they might have a little more wealth, but the person who has the ancestors, these great ancestors we all know, they might use that as leverage. But the word poor, let me see if I could bring this out, the word poor right here. Okay, all right, the word poor. We're going to Psalm 41, right? Psalm 41, around about verse 2. The Hebrew word, right, it signifies feeble, not necessarily a poor man in terms of wealth. It here applies to one enfeebled in health. Let me bring this out right here. This is from Psalm 41, where it says, Ashrei maskil eldal. Ashrei, happy, maskil. Maskil means to consider like sakal, to be circumspect. It has a sense of wisdom, right? Ashrei, happy, maskil, beatitude. Happy is one who is circumspect, who deals wisely with the poor. Note that it says in Psalm 41, it doesn't say happy is one or blessed, but more correctly, the beatitude sense of Rabbeinu Yeshua, beatitude, the happy. Happy is one who gives to the poor, but happy is one who wisely considers, who deals wisely with the poor, right? It refers to a man, a person who considers how this good deed, this mitzvah, this a good deed, this commandment can be best carried out, right? Takes thought of the most effective way to help a person, any person, but to help, especially in this context, the poor, one who's enfeebled. It doesn't always just mean in the health sense, but in his wealth, his finances, as compared with the rich person. But I want to find the other area. There's another word that's also used for poor as well. And it said in the notes, in the studies, that the poor is regarded highly in the Hebraic and the ancient, according to the royal order thought. The poor is regarded, because think about it for a moment. If you're rich and those riches have been passed down to you from a family name or from, you know, ancient ones or you know, others who built up this wealth and everything. The poor allow you, you know, and those in need allow you to build up credit, right? You know, build up a good credit rating, because they now test what are you going to do, right? It's not as though you have to work to gain all this wealth. You inherited all this wealth. And even, you know, if you give away even a significant portion of it, you still have a lot. And then if you help to build up others, you even have more. So the fatherless without a father, what does it mean by being a fatherless? Specifically, it's speaking of without a father, right? Without a father, because the role of the father, right, in the true order of society among humanity, without a father to protect him or her, right, his or her interests are endangered and is likely to become a vic. So to be in the victim status in Israel is not good, but to be a victor is the hope of salvation. So without having a father to protect one and their interests, one is in danger and likely to become a victim of the unscrupulous, of the unscrupulous. Let's touch on this right here, just the next verse where it says, do justice to the afflicted and needy or the afflicted and destitute. Do justice. Now, the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew of this right here is a different, right, what we have right here. Let me go through this right here. We have a different sense right here, right? This sense of doing justice is to vindicate. A wrong was done to them, right? And now it must be righted. The wrong, in that sense, must be righted, must be vindicated, or their true rights was not put in effect, must be put in effect. The afflicted here is a helpless man in the grip of somebody who is an exploiter. The destitute, being poor in the material sense. So when we look at the two or three verses right here, it actually touches on different aspects, although in the translation, we might get the word poor here, poor there. Sometimes it's the same underlying word according to the source code. When we look at the original scripts, the Hebrew, the Amharic, you know, sometimes it's the same reference point. Sometimes it's not, and that gives us a full context, like a full view, right, you know, of the detail of the matter. But here being destitute, here the destitute, let me bring out the word destitute here, right, the word destitute. So we have the poor and needy, right, and the destitute, being poor in the material sense, lacking friends or companions or people who they can turn to in the community to support them. These are categories that are particularly dependent. These are areas that it mentions in verses, let's get it right here, verses 2-4. These are particular areas, right, where dependence upon a strict and impartial, without partiality, system of justice depends. Otherwise, we have what we witness in this day and time. And what's interesting is the next verse, right? You know, because one verse leads to the next, or should at least. They know not, neither do they understand, right? So there are those who knew better, as his Matthew speaks about justice, right, but knew better, and they failed to act on what they knew better. Knowing what they know, right, they did what they did. So the people who were afflicted, this out, they know not. And it doesn't say that they need to know if there are those who are responsible in our community, in our society, who do know, right? The poor, the afflicted, the needy, they're dealing with their situation. Those who are afflicted and destitute are dealing with their situation. There are those who know better, and became compliant. But the people who are afflicted, the victims, this is what's so interesting. They know not, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness, and therefore all the foundations of the earth are moved. There's another area of scripts that says if the foundation be, you know, be moved, you know what I mean, you know, destroyed, right? What can the righteous do? So if there's no foundation, it's like if we see injustice going on and it moves to do something, we first of all need a righteous standard of justice and need to keep to it. So right here, brothers and sisters, last point, or one of the points on this before we move on, human society is undermined when the cause of justice is corrupted. And from the ancient teachings of the ancient sages, Judaically, Hebraically, but I'm sure the truth here is probably shared among other people, but by three things is the world preserved. By three things is the world preserved. What are these three things? By truth, by judgment, and by peace. By truth, by judgment, and by peace. And this is why the next verse where it says, I have said ye are gods, is so powerful. Because as you read each verse and put it into context, you focus on those who are the victims and saying that, well, they have, and it's not an excuse, but they don't know, right? Neither do they understand. They're going about being unenlightened morally as well as intellectually. You know, those who know what, you know, is written for to defend ones, you know, but because the poor and the afflicted don't know this, like if you had a lawyer or attorney and your attorney knew where in the law, you know, he could point to that and get you justice in your case. But because he was, you know, buddies with the person you're suing, he's not going to bring it out to you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, maybe you should know, but the one who is charged with defending your rights has corrupted themselves and has corrupted, like it has perverted, you know, justice, right? All the foundations of the earth are moved, right? All the foundations of the earth. So then he turns to those who do know better, where he says, I have said y'all, right? The ones who are the judges, the Elohim, the B'nai Elohim, right? This is why in the new covenant sense, with receiving the truth, the spirit and the truth of Moshe Yeshua, right? It says, by faith in his name, do we get the authority, right? Do we get the authorization to become B'nai Elohim, to become children of Elohim, children of God? Here in Psalm 82, he says to those corrupt judges who had the title of being sons of Elohim, right? He says, I have said y'all are sons, are children of God. I've said y'all are Elohim. Y'all are the judges. Y'all represent me. And all of you are sons of Elyon, and this is why it comes down to the judgment, right? Nevertheless, y'all shall die like men, even though you're carrying the title, right, of divinity. Y'all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. I think this verse is kind of interesting right here. The fall like one of the princes, like one of the princes, right? Then it says, arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, right? When I see the one of the princes there, I see a theological, this is just a reasonment quickly right here. This is not just according to strict teaching, but the rhema word that comes out to I, right? And I hearing and meditating this word. It's like it's pointing to Messiah, right? How Messiah's fall wasn't so much for himself, even the crucifixion, but was because his people, right, had proved themselves to be corrupt, especially the judges. So even in the New Testament sense, the Pharisees, the scribes, those in authority, right, as just as Yeshua said to them, y'all have the keys of the kingdom, but y'all don't enter in. And anyone who's trying to enter in, you'll prevent them. So he disabused them, you know, and point out their hypocrisy, right, their hypocrisy. They had the keys of the kingdom, the scripture. These are the same ones that say in the gospel that the people who don't know Torah, right, perish, right? But they are the ones, the very ones who supposed to teach Torah, but they didn't teach Torah because they felt, well, the people are just the people and they're not worthy of this, but we are the high-saluting intellectuals. We have this position. You know what I'm saying? So just to point out how this psalm, right, is speaking to a, generally speaking, a human condition, but specifically speaking, speaking of an Israelite condition, and also prophetically speaking, speaking of even the present Ethiopian.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. Apologies, apologies, brothers and sisters. Yes, yes, yes. The mic was on mute right there, there, there. So here, here, here. Sema, sema, sema. Rastafari. Here, here, here. Shema Yisrael. Hear this, hear this. Here for this 30th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Shorong. It's interesting. Went with the inspiration, the Memphis Kedush, the Ruach HaKadosh, and just expand a little bit on the evening psalm here for the third day, Psalm 82. And in that note right there concerning verses 2 to 4, it pointed a reference to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, which is part and parcel of this 30th sabbatical study here for this Rastafari sabbatical strong right here. We have Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 to chapter 20, verse 27. Now, the thing that is particularly interesting, the Kedoshim goes along with the Elohim and with the B'nai Elohim, with the Elohim, the God, the gods, as well as the sons, the children of Elohim of the power. So here, previously, we had the Torah reading and feeding Acharei Mot, after the death, Kamotu Bechual, after the death of the two sons of Aharon, also the connection of Aaron as the Hebrew Christ in the sense of Messiah, and his sons, the priests, as the Christians in the church in the wilderness. As St. Stephen points out, the church in the wilderness, the church in the sense of a called out assembly, not looking at the building, but looking at the purpose, calling out assembly, the gathering. So we had Acharei Mot in 29th, right? That concerns the yearly Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement, rites and ritual that purge the sins, the ukaris of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Israel, and restored the sanctuary, the holy place, to a state of purity, or Hebraically the tahora, tahora, teru, teru, teru in Amharic, but tahora, purity. This sabbatical study here, the 30th here, now usually these two, Acharei Mot and Kedoshim, are connected together. So in a Shabuah, in 7 days, we're going through like 14 aliyot in both portions as one. But here in a Hebrew, the lunar leap year, we can study it separately and hopefully go into a little more of the details and apply it to I and I liberty, I and I work. Glory be the majesty of Hashem Yeshua. So in this sabbatical study, the Torah reading and feeding, it continues the theme, Chaburim, of purity. And it begins with Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Jehovah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be His name, saying to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, y'all must become Kedoshim, holy ones, because Kadosh Ani, because I, He who be who He be, your Elohim, am holy, am set apart. Now, the portion here, the reading and feeding, Einai sabbatical mana, the angel's bread here, it then proceeds to list more commandments, more imperative regarding practical ethics, the practical ethos of God's people, practical ethics, more of them than any other portion of HaTorah. So in this Torah reading and feeding, Kedoshim, for holy ones, Isla ones, set apart ones, we have more practical ethics than any other portion of HaTorah, of a direction instruction, thereby directly connecting what we would call in English holiness, right? Holiness, Kedusha. In the Hebrew, we say Kedusha, set apartness, Kedusha. In them hard, Kedisinah, Kedusha, Islandness, set apartness, with obedience to Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, moral truth, the moral theocracy. So here we have the groundation, the true groundation of moral theocracy according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Garmawi Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Now, after stating the groundational requirement to be Kedoshim Tehiyu, you're all to become all of y'all set apart ones. Yahweh Jehovah begins to explain, each of you must respect Imo and Abiyo, must respect or fear the King James in translation, but to respect, as I and I would say, respect Imo and respect Abiel. And you must keep Shabtotai, my Sabbath. Kiani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be, we be your power, your Elohim. The duty to revere or honor one's parent, it recalls the fifth commandment or the fifth of the 10 commandments or 10 words. That is the starting point. That there is the starting point according to Jah's teaching and the glory of his majesty, the King of Kings. That's the starting point of learning of the people that are worthy of honor or respect in our lives and liberty. Notice that the word for my Sabbath, where it says Shabtotai in the Hebrew, Shabtotai, my Sabbath, it implies both the keeping of the weekly Sabbath, the seventh day Shabbat rest day, as well as the Mo'edim, the Mo'eds, the appointments, the appointed times, right, of Jehovah. Sanctifying, the theme of sanctifying. When we say sanctifying, it's basically saying to make it kadosh, make it set apart. Sanctifying, making hollow, making holy, making set apart time. So we are to sanctify the Iowa, sanctify the time. Sanctifying the Iowa, setting apart the time. The Iowa is a way we, I and I, can express practical and practice Kedusha or Kedisana, islandness, set apartness, and turn away from the idolatry of the world, the flesh, the satanic Sakura. The B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, were to practice mercy. I now to practice mercy. How do we practice in practical application? How do we practice mercy? According to the glory of His Majesty, according to HaTorah, by providing for the poor. So this right here does with the Tuesday evening psalm, the psalm for the third day, right, the evening, right, Psalm 82. We practice mercy by providing for the poor and the stranger. How? By leaving the edges of the field unharvested. And this is known Hebraically as the peah, leaving the edges. We harvest, but we don't harvest everything. We leave the edges of the field unharvested. And leaving any pieces that remain during the harvest for the poor to gather as food, or what's known Hebraically as leket, to gather as leket. They also were to leave like fallen fruits from their orchard for the needy to eat. So it's not like, you know, when harvest comes in, we leave, we gather up a portion, the main portion, and we leave some. So if some fall off the basket or already was fallen off a tree, we leave it there. We leave it and we allow the poor and the stranger, right, to pick up and eat, right? They also were to leave fallen fruits from the orchard for the needy to eat. Now, the Ten Commandments or the Ten Words, Eseret HaDebarim, Asertu Kalat Bamarinya, in Amharic is also Ten Words, but often called Ten Commandments. They were then restated. So we get a restating here of the Ten Words. And the people were further instructed not to insult the deaf, or put a stumbling block before the blind. They were to use a good eye. So the scripture even says, use a good eye, Ein HaTov, use the eye of the good when judging others, and not to bear any grudges. This is what Robeinu Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, in Nazaretu Jesus, this is what he said when he says, judge not. If you read it in the Greek and in the better Hebrew, right, you'll find that it says, actually, have a good eye. Judge others with a good eye. Directly from His Majesty's Bible, it comes out, the true sense of it, don't judge against. Don't always be ready to condemn. You know, you have a bad eye. You know that people done bad, so you're looking for the bad. No, use a good eye when judging others and not to bear any grudges. So if you use the good eye, then if anything bad, it will reveal itself and it won't be on the eye or the eye's eye. So use a good eye when judging others and not to bear any grudges, like the false grudges of Babylon, right? Indeed, the essence of holiness, of godliness, which directly, you know, we hear words holiness, sanctification, you know, these kind of Christian Gentile terms, but most of them don't have any, it's just like a word, like I'm holy. What is holy? What does holy mean? The essence of set apartness, right, may be stated as simply, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. What you would like to happen to yourself, do also with your neighbor, right, with a good eye. Hiel, the power of the Almighty, further instructs the people to love the strangers in their midst, using the Hebrew term kamoka. Kamoka. Kamoka literally is like saying, if I'm speaking to a male and I say kamoka, I'm saying like amongst, like as yourself, as like yourself, kamoka. That's what John speaks as kamoka. So he's speaking of all of us. All of Israel is spoken to in the majority of HaTorah as a son, as a singular man. This is what's so very interesting, because there we get the template of the new covenant sense that we are the body of Christ, we are like the church, and he is the Rosh, the Ras, the head, right? So to love the stranger in I and I midst, kamoka, right, as I and I love I and I self. For the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and the Hebrews were strangers, right, reminding I and I that we were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. So therefore, what we didn't like, you know, amongst the bad and the ugly that occurred, right, in Mitzrayim, we should not do to strangers in our midst. Then there's the laws of Kelayim, Kelayim, Kelayim. What's the laws of Kelayim, the Torot? They are given here. This is a series of prohibitions against the intermixing of certain breeds and species. So in John's direction instructions, there is Kelayim, the Kelayim Torot. Right, the Kelayim Torot, or the instruction directions of Kelayim, they are a series of prohibitions against the intermixing of certain breeds and species. So we are to take care how we breed and the species, right? The species, because we're to be guardians of his creation, of his iration, right? So the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites must not interbreed different species of cattle or mix different types of seed in their field. Once again, the Israelites must not interbreed different species of cattle or mix different types of seed in their field. I and I are also not to wear clothing, not to wear clothing made from mixture of two kinds of fabric. This here Hebraically is called the Sha'anet, and this is interesting, because there's been a lot of studies today concerning, you know, the New World Order, globalism, and everything else, you know, that a lot of these fabrics, what they be doing with clothing, certain fabrics, many ones might be allergic to different fabrics, and sometimes the clothing. What's interesting now, people understand how even clothing can make people sick, in addition to food and other things and environment. So we're not to wear clothing made from the mixture of two kinds of fabric. So even in that sense, we are set apart, and even our clothing is set apart. In addition, the fruit of a newly planted tree, when we enter into the land, may not be eaten until the fifth year. Again, the fruit of a newly planted tree may not be eaten until the fifth year. And any fruit yielded by the tree in these years is called orla, or blocked, right? Something very interesting about this principle, I was studying about like wine growers, you know, like people who like have vineyards and stuff like that. And I found out that when you start out a new vineyard, you have to give give it almost like 5 years as well. And it's only later on, because it's almost like the land begins to acclimatize and then purifies. Like purification is a process. You know, purification is a process. So it helps to purify the land and the fruit. In other words, there are scientific reasons that are verifiable and provable, or certain things in science that modern science has discovered, and those who had some Torah observance or knowledge have kind of put in and say, wow, that's amazing. That's just like what Torah was saying. Well, how did they know this thousands of years ago? So there's various other Torah direction instructions that are given, including Torah laws, direction instructions against various occult practices, including divination, eating blood, defiling or disfiguring the body, engaging in prostitution, and the heinous and abominable practice of child sacrifice. Overall, we can say child abuse / child sacrifice. Sexual immorality also is prohibited, and punishments for sex sins or sexual sins are also defined. The people are warned to keep all these Torot, these direction instructions, or to face being, quote, vomited out. That the land shall spew you out, shall spit you out, shall vomit you out, right? Be vomited out of the promised land. It's interesting because, as we pointed to even previously from Ahare Mot, we talk about how the land is defiled by the doings of the people, and how this also has been proven how human beings living in a community, how they affect their environment, depends on how they live, their liberty. But the portion here, the 30th sabbatical, Kedoshim, holy ones, it ends and fulfills with, you shall be holy, right, set apart to me. So we shall be holy to he who be who he be. He says, for I, he who be who he be, am holy, kadosh, set apart, and have separated you, separated y'all, separated I and I all from the people, that y'all should be mine. That y'all should be mine. So here, just a little overview right here, right, of this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And I'd like to share this here before we ride up more with today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, a psalm speaking about the creation, the iration here in this season, this springtime season, Fasica, Passover, Tensaye, Bikurim, resurrection, first fruit season. So,
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. 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 Shabbat
Strong. So here, we're just going to go through the first Aliyah right here, just a portion of the first Aliyah. Usually, with the third day, usually we say Aliyah a day as a Torah reading and feedings, you know, are parsed, and like the bread is cut into seven parts, so one can, you know, have a portion a day, you know, a bite-sized portion. So here, the groundation is so important with Kedoshim, as we know now, even with Psalm 82, you know, as it applies here, holiness, set apartness. Hear this.
Shabbat Shalom, send that salam,
send that salam,
send that salam,
send that salam, send that salam, send that salam,
send that salam. Ain't I still in? Sabbatical Torah portion. Kedoshim.
Kedoshim.
Here for this Sabbath, this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Torah portion reading and feeding, here we have Kedoshim, the 30th reading from HaTorah, and the 7th reading from the 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, from the Sefer Vayikra. Its name, Kedoshim, which means holy ones, set apart ones. Kedoshim. Now the title Kedoshim, it comes from the words in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 2, which says, you, y'all, shall be holy, Kedoshim, set apart ones, for I, Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh HaKadosh Baruch HaShem Elohe-Kem, your Elohim, am holy, Kadosh, set apart. Leviticus chapter 19, it describes the holy, the set-apart community, the set-apart common unity, the set-apart commonwealth is defined and described through a series of specific commandments. Leviticus chapter 20, it warns against the sneers of sexual immorality and idolatry, mandating a death penalty for certain chatiyat, for certain sins, certain missing the mark, ukaris. Except in biblical leap years, Kedoshim is read on the same Shabbat as the previous reading, Ahare Mot. Megai and I ride up and begin. Beshem Ha'av Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here we pick up with the third book of Moshe, Moses, for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Here we pick up with Leviticus chapter 19, the Yod 8 chapter 19, and here for this 30th reading and feeding Hebrew first words right here, Vaydaberi Yahuwah. Vaydaber Yahweh il Moshe leimor daber il kol data bnei Israel ve'amarta elehem kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Yahweh Yahweh Yodhei Wehei Elohim. Chapter 19, Leviticus, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 19, the relationships and the walk of Ha-Elohim, of the true good, the true God's earthly people continued. And the Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor? Daber, speak. Daber il kol data b'nei Yisrael. Speak to all the congregation of the b'nei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael. And say to them, Wi amarta elehem, ye y'all shall be holy, set apart ones. Kedoshim tihiyu. For I, the Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, your Elohim, am holy, set apart. Ki Kadosh Ani Yahweh, Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. Ani Yahuwah Elohim, I be he who be who he be your Elohim. Turn ye y'all not to idols, nor make to yourselves molten Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohim, I be he who be who he be your Elohim. And if ye, y'all, offer a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offerings to the Yahweh, ye, y'all, shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye, y'all, offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing, the set-apart thing of the Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. Ani Yahweh Elohim, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye, y'all, shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of Elohim. The I Elohim, Ani Yahuwah, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee, I, all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear, reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, Ani Yahuwah, I be the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, is completed, and the beginning of the second Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse
15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15 And the reference, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, is the first reading, actually beginning the second Ali. Just the emphasis right here in the season, in the time of idleness, holiness. Yes, I set apartness for this sabbatical.
Sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Man, that is blessed. All he needs to do is follow the spirit, which is legit. That is how we'll all grow. Elohim. Elohim. Man, that is blessed. All he needs to do is follow. Man, that is blessed. Man, that is blessed. Man, that is blessed.
Yes, 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 yes. So here we have Psalm 8, the 8th Psalm right here. We have this tune right here, Midnight Meditation, Babylon Fruits. I think it's a midnight tune right there. Yes, so let's ride up with an acapella hearing of today's daily psalm according to royal order, Psalm 8 right
psalm
here.
Eight.
Here.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Yes, yes, yes. So here we got 22 minutes here on the live stream, about to go into the grace period, the third Iowa. But let's ride up here with the Royal Amharic from the Metzav Kedus. So here, the Royal Amharic, give ear. The dub created by the father, Dennis Brown, Joe Gibbons, yes, I, Rastafari. Yes.
مزمور سن لمزمران عليك عبا واشن يداوت مزمور عبيتو جيتاتشن سمه بمدر هلو جيكتا مثل ما መዝሙር ስምንት ለመዘምራን አለቃ በዋሽንት የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ። ምስጋናህ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏል። ከሕፃናትና ከሚጠቡ ልጆች አፍ ምስጋናን አዘጋጀ ስለሰጠ ጠላትንና ቂመኛን ለማጥፋት የጣፎችህን ሥራ ሰማዮችን ባየሁ ጊዜ ጨረቃንና ከዋክብትን አንተ የሠራሃቸውን ታስበው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድን ነው? ትጎበኘው ዘንድ የሰው ምንድን ነው? ከመላእክት እጅግ ጥቂት አሳነስከው፣ በክብርና በምስጋና ዘውድ ከለልከው። በእጆችህም ሥራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾምከው፣ ሁሉን ከእግሮቹ በታች አስገዛህለት። በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውን እንስሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ። አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በምድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ።
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
Today's daily song, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmorek, 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 today's daily song, today's daily, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmorek, cement. Today's daily song. Today's daily, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek. Today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Cement. From the Mizmor of Dawit, from the Psalms, the vocal intonation, the chants of Dawit, the well-beloved. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, Mizmor Cement. Its theme, Yefetari Gurma. Befitretu Lai. Ye Fetari, Fetari, the Creator, Fetari, Ye Fetari, of the Creator, Gurma, the Majesty, the Gurma, the Amazingness, the Majesty of the Creator, even the Irator, the Blameless Creator, Ye Fetari, Gurma, Be Fitretu Lai, Be Fitretu, Fitret, Fitret, the Creation, Fitretu, His Creation, Be Fitretu, upon the Creation, Be Fitretu Lai, above, above His creation, His creation, Yefetari Gurma, the Majesty of the Creator of the Irator, Yefetari Gurma, Befitretu Lai, the Majesty of the Creator above, upon His creation. Today's daily psalm also has the theme of the paradox of man, the paradox of man. Mekinai ride up, Mekinai begin. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source. Here, picking up with the superscription to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Cement, Psalm 8, Lemezem Ran Aleka, to the chief musician, Lemezem Ran Aleka, to the chief chanters, the vocal intonators, Lemezem Ran Aleka, the musical director, Be Washint, on the flutes, Be Washint, yeah, Dawit of David Mezmor. Yeah, Dawid Mezmor. For the leader, and the translation for the leader, for the chief musician, upon Gittit. Now, Gittit related to Gat in the Hebrew, the vine, the wine vats, the wine vats, the harvest is a harvest for harvest season, even for the reason for this season, the Gittit. Al HaGittit in the Hebrew. Here we have in the Metzav Kedus, Negus Neges, Turgum, we have Bewashint, upon the flutes, a psalm of David to the chief musician, upon Gittith, a psalm of David for the superscription to today's daily psalm, the paradox of man, Yefetari Gurma, Befitretu Lai, the majesty of the Creator upon above his creation, creation. Lemezamran Aleka, Bewashint, Ye Dawit, Mezmor, Kuter And, verse 1. Abitu Gitachin. Sinith the Midrahulu Ijiga Temesegana. Temesegana. Miskana Besamayoch like have kef below Alina. Abitu Gitachin. O Lord, our Lord. Abitu. O our Father. His Father, Father of the Beit. Abitu Gitachin. I and I sovereign. I and I Lord. Gitachin. Sinith. The eyes name, the eyes male name, Simith. The Midr Hulu Ijiga Temesegana. Ijig, very much his praise. The Midr Hulu in all the earth and all the earthly plane. KJV translates, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Abitu Getachin. Simith. The Midr Hulu Ijiga Temesegana. Miskana. The eyes praise, the eyes Miskana. 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 The eyes male praise, besamayoch lai, upon the heavens, besamayoch lai, kef kef below alina, who has set thy glory above the heavens, who has set thy praises. Now it's interesting this word, even the Hebrew, some translations say, whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens, whose majesty, whose glory is displayed. Here we have, who has set thy glory. In the KJV, Bamarinya, the word here, the key word, corresponding to the Hebrew, Adir, Adir, Adir in the Hebrew, Mahadir Shemeka Bekol Ha'aret. Here we have Miskana, Miskana, the I male praise of Besamayoch Lai, Kef Kef Belo Alina, Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Ka hits anatina kamit abula joch af, miskana na zegaje, silet alati, talatina kimenyan, lemat fat. Kuterhulet, verse 2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Ka hitzanatina kamiyat abu lejochaf, from infants, babes, hitzanat, ka hitzanatina, and kamiyat abu lejoch, and suckling children. Af, mouth, out of the mouth of babes, infants, and suckling little children. Miskana nazegadje, azegadje, miskana, miskana, praise, thanks, and praise, thanksgiving, and praises. Miskana nazegadje, silet elate. You have prepared, miskana, praises, eyes, praises, thanks. Sile, concerning telate, telate, concerning the eyes, male enemy, because of thine enemies. In the KJV it says, ordain strength, hast thou found strength because of thine adversaries, because of thy haters. Sile, telate, telatinak imenyan, lematfat, that, so that thou mightest still the enemy
And the Avenger, KJV, brings it out. Bamarini, the Mitzvah of Kedus, we have Telatina, Telat, the enemy, Telatina, and Kimenyan, Kimenyan, the Avenger, Le Matfat, to destroy, to perish, to cause, to get lost, the enemy and the Avenger, the eye has prepared, Kahitz Anatina Kamitabu Lichoch Af, Miskanan Azagaja, Silat Alati, Talatina Kimenyan, Lemat Fat, Kuter Sauce. Verse 3. Yet Atochehin Saras, Mayochina, Bayahugize, Cherekana, Kawakabitina, Ante, Yesarahachawin. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou, the eye, male, has ordained. Yet Atochehin, and of thy fingers, thy male fingers, yet Atochehin Sarah, the work of thy fingers. Yeah? Atochehin Sarah. Samayochin, the heavens, the Samayoch, Samayochin, Bayahu Gizeh, Bayahu Gizeh, when I see the heavens, the work of the eye, male fingers, the Cherekha of the moon, Cherekha, and Kawakibitin, Kawakibit, and the Kokoboch, Kokobim, Kawakibit, and the stars. Ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Ante, the I, male. Ante, Yesarahachowin. Yesarahachowin, that which the I has made. They, who the I has made. Ante, Yesarahachowin. Guter Arat, verse 4. Tasbo zend, so, minderno. Tigwabenyawim zend, yesolij, minderno. What is man? That thou art mindful of him. Tasbo zend, so minderno. Tegovenyawum zend, yesolij minderno. And the son of man, yesolij, and the son of the child, of the human being. That thou, the I, male, visitest him. Tegovenyawum zend, yesolij minderno. What is he? Minderno. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kamela ikte jigat ikita sanesho, bekvurnam bemiskana zoda kalelho. For thou, the eye, hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Kamela ikte ijig. The Melaikt, the angels, come Melaikt, from the angels, ijig, very much a tikit, small. Tik'it, lower, asanesaho, you have caused him to be lesser by a little, very little, ijiga tik'ita, kamela ikta, ijiga tik'ita, asanesaho, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor, be'kubrna, the glory, the honor, celebration, be'kubrna, the kubr inna and the miskana, and in praises and thanks and praises, zod, a crown, zod, kalel ho, you have encircled him with a crown, you have crowned him. Now what's interesting right here about this particular verse, and many scholars have gone into this, where in the Hebrew, wat hasarehu mi at May Elohim, yet thou hast made him but little lower than from May Elohim, from Elohim, a little lower, little less than Elohim. This is an obvious reference when we look at this Hebraically to Genesis 1:27, where man is declared to have been created in his own image. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. So the Hebrew, Hebraically, is read a little lower, a little less than Elohim. Wat hasarehu, me'ata me'elohim, made him a little less than Elohim. Wikavod, wihadar, te'atarehu, have crowned him with kavod, glory, honor. With hadar and honor, and majesty. These are attributes ascribed to Elohim as the supreme king of the universe, the universal king, Melech Ha'olam. We have this in other Psalms, Psalm 29, round about verse 1, Psalm 104, round about verse 1, and Psalm 145, round about verse 4, verse 5. He has bestowed them upon man as the king of the terrestrial sphere, the earthly claims. We have this verse here, and in the Septuagint and the Metaf Kedus, it reads a little lower than the angels, which reflects the consequences, right? The consequences of the first disobedience. In the original, we have the Hebrew, a little less than Elohim. Now, because of the fall, seeming fall of man, in some translations we have verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. The eyes, hand. And the eyes, hand. Sarah. And the work of thy hand. Hululai. Upon the work of, upon all the work of thy hand. Shomho. Shomho. You have madest him to have dominion. The word shomho is the sense of you have appointed him above all the work of the eye's hand. Hulun, and all, hulun, ka igrochu betach, igrochu, his feet, ka igrochu betach, under his feet, askezahilet, and you have put all things under his feet, kuter sabat, verse 7. Begochnim lamochnim hulu degmom yemidra bedawina in sisoch, all sheep, begochnim and sheep, lamochnim and oxen and cows and cattle, hulu, all, degmom and also, yeah, midre bedawina in sisoch, and also of the earth, the animals, the beasts of the field, the wild animals, yeah, midre bedawina in sisoch. Kuta cement, verse 8. Yes, mayinim wafoch, ye bahirinim asoch, ye bebahir menget, yemihedunim hulu, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. Yes, mayinim wafoch, yes, mayinim, semi, the heavens, and of the heavens, wafoch, wafoch, the birds of the sky. Yes, mayinim wafoch, ye bahirinim asoch, and the fish asoch of the bahir of the sea, ye Bahirinim asoch, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas, be bahir menged, be bahir, the bahir, bahir the sea, be bahir menged, and in the sea way, the way of the sea, yamihe dawinim hulu, and all that go, all that proceed, all that go, that pass, go to and fro, the path of the sea, be bahir menged, yamihe dawinim hulu, kuter. That ain't verse 9. Abitu getachin simith bemidero hulu ijig temesegene. O Lord, our Lord, abitu I father I ab, O father of the bait, abitu getachin I Lord I and I geta and I sovereign getachin simith. Simith, the eyes, male name, Simith, the Midur Hulu, in all the earthly plain, in all the earth, the Midur Hulu, Ijega Temesegene, very much it is praise, very much it is thanked, very much it is praise, it is excellent, it is praiseworthy, very much in all the earthly plain. Avitu getachin, simith, bemidur hulu, ijig, temesegana, 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 temesegana.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Oh. Simu, Simu, Koi, 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 Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zatropia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize no!
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
مزمور سمن لمزمران عليك آه بواشنت يداويت مزمور عبيتو جيتاتشن سمه بمدر هلو جيكتا مساقدن مسقانا بسماوش لاي كف كف بلوالن كهز آناتنا كميت أبو لجو چاف مسقانا نازدگاج سلا تلاتن تلاتننا كمين يال لماتفا يت آتو جهن سرا سماوشن با يو جيزي شارك آننا كواكبتن انتي سرحاتشون حسوزن ساومندن نو تبو بنيوزن دي سوليج مندن نو كملا اكت جيك تكي تحسان نسخو بكبر الناب مسغانا زود كاللخو بجوچهم سرا هلو لاي شومخو هلون كاگروچو بتاج اسگزا هل بغوچنم لاموچنم هلو دغمو ميمدر بداون انساسوچ يساماينم وفوچ يباهرم آسوچ بباهر منگدي ميهدونم هلو عبيتو جيتاچن سمه بمدر هلو اجيك تمسجنه
Psalm 8 O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of his beasts. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
מזמור חט לנצח על הגיטי, מזמור לדוד. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסצת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי אראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שעת תחת רגליו. צונא ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
Thank you.
done for me. See you will guide me, be my guide, and know that you never stop me. I'm on the run, I'm on the run. I had an eye and eye, I had an eye and eye.
Love the tune by Mavado, On the Rock, beginning off with Selassie. He says, Baby G, he says, yeah. He says, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, my name is so excellent throughout this earth. Selassie, Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance, greater salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance. No, they can never stop me. I'm on the rock, higher than I and I, higher than I and I. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Jehovah, guide me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock. Go tell my enemies, I'm on the rock. Selassie guides me, and I made them can't stop. I will never look back. That opening, the opening verses right there, Mavado, On the Rock. Selassie, Baby G, yay, yay, I. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. This here calls to I and I, heart and mind, when I and I hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm. Psalm V-I-I-I. It's the paradox. It's theme, The Paradox of Man, by Marinian, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have the theme, Yefetari Gurma. Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurmawi, Gurmawi, Gurmawi Hoy, Oh, Majesty, Gurmawi, John Hoy, Gurmawi, Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty. We have Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurma, yes, Fetari, Fetari. Fetari is creator. Tefari is to be reverent, reverenced, respected, Rastafari. The head to be reverenced, the head to be respected, also in the sense of self-respect, in the subjective sense, self-respect. Here we have Fetari. Fetari. Fetari is creator, and Teferi, Teferi is to be he who is to be reverenced, respected. So we have Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, even the blameless Irator, because man was not emanated from a deity. Man was created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. Man was not emanated from a deity, but the true deity or divinity emanates from the true man. Yefetari Gurma Befitretu lie upon his creation. Fitret, Fitretu. Today's daily song, Lamnatziah Al HaGitit Mizmor LeDawi, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, musical director, upon the Gitit. Al HaGitit, a song for the harvest time, for trotting the wine press. This is linked with the trotting of the wine press. Al HaGitit, we have Bewashint, Bamarinya, signifying upon the flutes in the connection with the harvest, the wine season, even this season. As we count the Omer in this particular season to the harvest season, the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat complete. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Adonai, Yahweh, Adonai,
Oh, he who be, who he be, yod, hey, we, hey, Adonenu, Adonenu, I, Adon, I, sovereign, I, Lord, Mahadir. How glorious, Mahadir, how excellent, Mahadir, Shemeka, Shemeka is the eyes, Shem is the Hashem, is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Shemeka, Shemeka, Bekol Haaret, Ashatina, Hodeka, Al Hashemayim. Whose majesty is rehearsed, is set, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set above the Shemaim, Al HaShemaim, above the heavens. How excellent, how glorious, how excellent is the I name, is I and I name, even I and I, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Yahweh Adonenu, Yahweh Adonenu, Mahadir Shemeka, Bekol Haaretz, Ashetina Hodeka, Al HaShemayim. Today's daily psalm. In this hymn, to the sovereign creator, to the blameless creator, the blameless irator, the psalmist and I praises, give eyes to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's majesty, and marvels and the wonders, and we marvel that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God has given to the human being, given to man dominion, dominion over the created order, the created order. Mahadir, 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 how excellent, how adir, how wide, how large, how powerful, how wide, how large, how powerful, how excellent, how famous, how gallant, how glorious, how goodly, how lordly, how mighty, how noble, how principal, how worthy. Adar, we have Adar. Adar in the Hebrew means to expand, to be great, to be magnificent, glorious, honorable. Mah, mah, what adir, what excellence, what glory, what majesty, what praises. The precise meaning, some would say, of some of the terms here, the gittit, linking with the gat and the wine press, might seem a little cryptic, but in the connection of the season, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in the season directly is connected with the harvest, the wine, right? Trotting the wine press, right? The wine vats, al hagitit, right? The plural form of the title, it emphasizes Yod Hey Wehe's absolute sovereignty. Also, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How awesome, Mahadir, how majestic, Shemeka, the Hashem, the Shem, Shem, the name, which here stands, some say, metonymically for Ha Elohim, the true goods, his rep, his reputation, which give your majesty, you give your majesty on the heavens. Asher, Asher, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Adonenu, Ainai, Adon, Mahadir, how excellent, Shemeka is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earth, the earthly plane, Asher, the one who, Tina, Tina gives, sets, Hodeka, Hodeka, your majesty, your hod, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim, who gives, he who be, who he be the one who Asher, Tina, Hodeka, who gives his male majesty, Tina, Tina. See, the form Some amend this here to natata, natata, to give, or titain, titain, the imperfect form, titain. See, the introductory, asher, ahya, asher, ahya, I am that I am a be who I be. Asher, asher in the Hebrew means which or who. So it can be taken as a relative pronoun, you who, you are the one who, or a casual conjunction in the sense of the Hebrew, because of what you have done, of what he who be who he be. One may literally translate you who, or because you place your majesty, Asher Tina Hodeka Al HaShemayim, because you place Hodeka, the eye's majesty, Al HaShemayim, above the Shemayim, the heavens, placing majesty upon. In Numbers 27 and 20, that sense of placing majesty upon. In First Chronicles 29 and 25, placing majesty upon. Here we have the first verse, that's in the translation, that first verse leading to the second verse. Mipi, mipi, olelim, mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of olelim, out of the mouth of babes, mipi, olelim, mife, mife, olelim, mifi, mipi, from the af, the fe, up, be, be, according to the pointing. Here we have the pointing of mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of babes, with yonkim, with the yonkim, and suckling, and suckling, yisadita, yisadita oz, yisadita oz, yisadita oz. Hast thou founded, like a foundation, a groundation? Hast thou ordained, yasad, the root Hebrew term is yasad, to set. Set literally, or set figuratively, to be founded, to also to sit down together, to settle, to consult, to appoint, to take counsel, to establish, to lay the foundation, lay for a foundation, a groundation, also in the sense of instruction, to ordain, to set. Mipi olelim, out of the mouth of babes, little infants, with yonkim, and suckling children, yisadita, yisadita, the eye has set, yisadita oz, 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 you have set strength, oz, oz, lima'an, because of lima'an, sorereka, sorereka, because of thine adversaries has found its strength, because of thy adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger, lihashbit oyev, lihashbit oyev, umita nakem, you establish strength because of your foes. The meaning of the statement, some say it's unclear to them, but it's clear to us. See, the present translation, following the reading of the LXX and the Metzav Kedus, it has praise, ainos, ainos, in place of oz, as miskana, in place of oz. Praise, eyes, is thanksgiving, in place of strength. So it's that thanksgiving, thanks and praises out of the mouth of the infants, the babes, and the suckling children. He must be born again, that he has founded strength, yisadita oz, founded strength to cause, to cease an enemy and an avenger. See, the singular forms are often in the collective sense, the nakeim, nakeim,
the Avenger. Here, the connection with Psalm 44 and 16. We have Psalm 44 and 16. Now, this is the bait. This right here is the bait verse, the second verse in the English, but bringing us here to the third verse Hebraically. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which the eye has established, and see, and seeing, sight seeing.
Confounded with the praises to bring out that point right there, the strength he's ordained out of the mouth of babes and sucklings and little children and I, praises. And so the praises, the eyes are the strength right there, they're bringing out that inner sense of the Hebrew right there. Also, in just those opening words, Hebraically are many of the fruits or the ciphers on the tree of life, Hebraically, just to bring that out, the yesod is right before we come to kingdom. First, there must be the foundation. And then we have the hod, the majesty. And we have the netzah, the victory, the overcoming. But here we have the midrash on today's daily psalm right here from the Hebrew.
Mizmor chet. Psalm 8, hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear. A midrash, a study, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, here, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, here, Shema Yisrael, here give ear, a midrash, a study, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, a midrash on Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. La menatzeach al hagitit Mizmor leDavid. For him who triumphs, la menatzeach, for the overcomer, la menatzeach, for him who triumphs, al hagitit, at treading the winepress, gitit, al hagitit, la menatzeach, al hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse, the phrase, treading the winepress, al hagitit,
is to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Joel, in Joel 4 and 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle, put y'all in the sickle. Tread y'all, for the winepress is full. Rav Phinehas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that Elohim will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of grape gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La menatzeach al hagitit mizmor le David, for him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, at treading the wine press, hagitit mizmor le David, a psalm, a chant of David. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon, as is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 51:33. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. The time of harvest shall come for her. By, quote, grape gathering, end quote, is meant the fall of Greece, the fall of the Gracchi, as is said in Zechariah 9:13. For I have bent Judah for me, for I have bent Judah for I have filled the bow with Ephraim against thy sons, O Greece, O Gracchi. By, quote, olive picking, end quote, is meant the fall of Media, as is said in Esther Chadasha, in Esther Astir, in Esther 7 and 10. So they hanged Haman on the tree by, quote, treading the wine press, end quote, is meant the fall of Edom, the fall of Edom, as is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63 and 3, I have trodden the wine press alone. I have trodden the vine press, all one, alone. In Scripture, you find redemption described by four metaphors. In the Scriptures, you'll find that redemption is described by four metaphors, as a grape gathering, as a harvest, as a pregnant woman, as a woman with child, and as spices. If any of these be taken prematurely, the owners will get no profit from them. Hence, it is written of a harvest in Joel, in Joel 4:13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. It is written of grape gathering in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 49:9-10, when grape gatherers come to thee, O Esau, O Esau. Of a pregnant woman, a woman with child, in Micah 5:2, it is written, therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant shall return. And of spices, in Song of Songs, Shir HaShiri, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8:14, it is written, make haste, my beloved, for be thou like a gazelle, or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. Come, tread ye, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. in Joel 4 and 13. In Joel 4, 13, it is written, come, tread ye, for the winepress is full. All the prophets, Navim, Nabiyayim, all the prophets saw the winepress. All the prophets saw the winepress as the symbol of redemption. So the prophet Joel saw it, for he said, put y'all in the sickle. Put ye in the sickle. The winepress is full. So Isaiah saw it, for he said in Isaiah 27 and 2, in that day, a vineyard of wine, sing y'all to it. So Asaph saw it, for he said in Psalm 81 and 1, for him who triumphs, lamenatzeach, al ha-gittit, at treading the wine press, the gittit, a psalm of Asaph. And so David saw it, for he said, lamenatzeach, al ha-gittit, mizmor le-David, for him who triumphs, at treading the wine press, the gittit, a psalm, a chant of David, of David. La menatzeach al hagitit, mizmor le David. Yahuwah Adonenu, madir shemeka, bekol haaretz, asher tina hodeka al hashemayim. O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, how excellent is thy name, Yahuwah Adonenu, madir shemeka, in all the earth, bekol haaretz, yet surely above the heavens set thy glory, asher tina hodeka al hashemayim. Rabbi said, we, I and I, find that on three occasions, at the making of man, at the giving of Torah, and at the building of HaMishkan, the tabernacle, HaMelakim, the angels remonstrated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. They remonstrated at the making of man when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to create man. He consulted the angels and said to them, some say, let us make man, in Bereshit, Genesis 1:26. They asked, what is man that thou art mindful, of him? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahenosha ki atizikrenu? Elohim replied, soon you will see Chokmato, his wisdom, his wise mind. And after he created man, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl before the ministering angels and began asking them what the name of each creature was. The ministering angels did not know. Then Elohim said to them, you desire proof of the wisdom of man. As I ask him, he will tell me, tell I, Hashemot, the Shemot, the names. Indeed, he will call out the name of each one. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do then? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl and brought them before man. For it is said in Bereshit, in Genesis 2:19, and out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim assembled, Yitzer, every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Is it not already said in a previous verse, ask Ravaha, Elohim made, Yaas, the beast of the earth, after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, in Bereshit, in Genesis 1:25. In what sense then does Scripture use the word Vayitzer? Having said by Vayaas, in the previous verse that he made. Why Yisir? In this verse, scripture cannot mean he formed, but he assembled. As in the phrase in Deuteronomy 21 and 19, the A part of the verse. When thou shalt assemble Tatsor against a city, when thou shalt Tatsor against a city, Deuteronomy 21:19a. Having said that Elohim, the true good, the true God, assembled the creatures, scripture goes on to say that, according to Genesis 2:19, he brought them to the man to see, lerot, what he would call them. Is not everything foreseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he? Yet, the verse says to see, lerot, lerot, to see, as if Elohim could not foresee. How then are we to understand lerot, unless we read it as lareot, to cause to see, lareot, to cause to see? That is, Elohim caused the ministering angels to see, seeing man's chokmah, man's wisdom, the Hebrew sophia, chokmah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse? And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Vayitzer Yahweh Elohim min ha'adam kol hayat ha'sadeh ve'et kol ofa ha'shamayim vayabel ha'adam lirot ma yikra lahu ve'kol asher yikra lahu ha'adam nefesh ha'chaya hu shmo. It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha'adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked the man, quote, and thou, and the I, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shmi? What is my name? What is thy name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all. Since thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8. Ani Yahuwah hu shemo. I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah. Ani Yahuwah hu shemo. Or some say, Ani Adonai hu shemo. I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be, we be. That is Shemi, my name. Adoni Yahuwah hu Shemi. Ani Adonai hu Shemi. I be he who be, who he be. That is Shemi, hu Shemi. By that, Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant that is Shemi, my name. By that, Adam called me, called I. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, Ma Enosh Ki Tiazik Reinu. And yet you say, what is Enosh? That thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Adonenu, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory." By this they meant Ribon, Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the Eye, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive. And Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, "HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living." Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment? Among earthly beings, as it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12. I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, "Why hast thou not taught B'ni, my son, the craft?" The master weaver replied, "This is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, the I son has a finger missing. Yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving?" So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, "HaTorah, the Torah, cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMetzorah, of the leper, and in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15, 25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not come down, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, wrought that thing of theirs so that the tablets of testimony were smashed. When the ministering angels rejoiced and said, "Now HaTorah will be restored to us." And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, "Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Israel, Amo Israel, sin up against our Torah in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me, before I? Thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, as accusers, you have always stood between me, between I and Israel. And yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together, as it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8? And Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Israel, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say, if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words. Again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception, to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahenosh ki tizikrenu. Rav Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, both deduced this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13. Kings of heavenly hosts cast. Yidodum, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance. Yidodum, having the same sense as Yadu in the verse in Joel 4 and 3. Against me, my people, Yadu, they cast lots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3 and 3, his glory covered the heavens only. But David said to the ministering angels, by your lives the glory shall be with me. By your lives the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of Tehillato, his praise, his eyes. The angels replied, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth. As you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148 and 1, and goes on. In the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be bashamayim in the heavens. Hence, here, hence, it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimika, Bekol Haaret, Asher Tenaho Deka, Al HaShemayim. Oh, Jehovah Ayinai Adonia, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipia olalima where yonikima ye sadetaos, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye male ordained strength. Mipia olalima where yonikim ye sadetaos. Consider this verse in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6:1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27:10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean? Thou art not to say it is unclean, and of what is unclean that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden, and of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Here, the word this clearly refers to Torah, of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse, it continues in Proverbs 6:3, go humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. As the verse concludes in Proverbs 6:3, and let thy friend be king, Rechav, over thee. Here the word Rechav pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4, I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6:5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment. The words in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me sureties that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as y'all live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own persons. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt. And he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 3, Yahweh, Jehovah, made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I and I, who are all of us, all of I and I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, ask, who are those not in debt to thee, to the I? Elohim, the true good, the true God, answered, infants. Whereupon Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it, but that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them? They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 2, Anoki Yahweh Elohika, I be he who be, we be the I Elohim. They replied, can, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, can, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance they replied, can, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah, as is said, Mipi Olelim Weyonikim Yisadita Oz. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8 and 3. Strength, oz, here means Torah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Jehovah will give strength to Amo, his people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them. As it is said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself forget that thy children bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, Olelim, and sucklings, Yonikim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength? Yisadita oz. Rabbi and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rabbi said, the word Olelim means children old enough to play in the street. as is shown by the verse in Yirmiyahu in Jeremiah 9 and 20, to cut off the children, olal, from the streets. And also by the verse in Lamentation 4, 4b to 5a, the young children, olalim, ask bread, they are desolate in the streets. And the word, yonakim, means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word olim means embryo still in the womb. As in the verse from EO from Job 3 and 16, embryos, olim, that never saw light. The word yonkim means infants, just out of the womb. As in the verse from Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked your neck, the breast of my mother. Rav and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as sureties. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav, Lewi, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again. The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi olalim awayonkim yisadita oz, out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lema'an zoreka lehashbita oyev ua mitanakeim. The term adversaries, implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the words, because of thine adversaries, lima'an zoreka, Elohim meant, on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah, 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 HaTorah.
Keep the Torah, keep the Torah. Shabbat. The Shabbat, Shabbatai. Yes, I. Just a word to some of the ones in the live stream. It had went down. It went down. Technological Bluetooth. You know, some technological things. Join I and I on the ear and the ear again, and to hear the parts missed, you just share with the brother. And if they say that the live stream went down, just direct them to the blog talk, the link that's in all the descriptions as well. Shalom, Chaburim, Shalom, Lehitarot, yes, I, Shalom, brothers and sisters, I so see until we meet again on the ear and in the ear, yes, I, keep the Torah, God's given us his direction, instruction, has given us strength, thanks and praises, Miskana, Miskana, Torah.